Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey guys, welcome to the catch up. Or just Guy, if you're listening by yourself, which let's face it, you probably are.
No, I've seen our download numbers. We have a plenty of people, not just one guy.
No, but I mean like when people listen to podcasts, generally they're alone.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
So like the person listening to this right now, you, with us in your ears, you're by yourself.
Unless you're a family listening in the car together or a couple, true. Maybe on a little journey to or from work or on a road trip, you might be listening to us, bored out of your brain.
Yeah. Don't let your kids listen to us.
I listened to you on Monday. I was stuck in a 3-hour traffic jam on the Hume Highway.
Did you miss me?
Doing my head in, and I listened half an hour of that trip or that traffic jam. Was done listening to you.
What'd you think? Any notes for me?
Yeah, I do. I've got a couple actually.
Yeah.
I was, you know how stressed traffic makes you?
Yeah.
And I was doing my head in and my levels of stress were rising.
But my beautiful voice calmed you down?
No, it sent me through the roof, to be honest. Got more angry. Get it off!
It's really rude. Fine. All right. Do you know what? As punishment, you weren't here on Monday. I'm not going to be here on Friday.
Done. Deal. You punished me enough during this show though.
Yeah. I know. Oh, actually, I do. I reveal the costume Josiah's going to be wearing on the big day at the Shep Show this weekend, and it is a killer.
It was funny if you're everybody but me. I'm ashamed to be me today.
We put a photo of it up on our socials, and it's going crazy. People are loving it.
Yeah. Everyone but me.
All right. Well, you enjoy the catch-up. We also speak to Scotty Cam. He's the ledge. We speak about the Melbourne Cup. And we speak to a life admin assistant, which is very interesting.
Yeah, that was fascinating.
I need. Mm. Yeah, I need her in my life. All right. Enjoy. Speak to you again soon.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch-up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Big news in my life, Josiah.
Okay, you've been talking about this all morning, and I have no idea what it is. I'm guessing a pregnancy or an engagement. But surely you'd tell me in a bigger way than just this.
What would you do if I did say to you, I'm pregnant, I'm leaving the show right now?
I'd be asking who's the dad.
You know, so would I. No, just kidding. Just kidding. No, I dropped a little nugget of information on the show a few weeks ago, something that I'd been thinking about doing for a while. And
I know what this is.
Yesterday, I went through with it. Yesterday, Josiah, I bought myself a kayak.
Row, row, row your boat,
just a little, I'm not going to be picking the minor details here.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure you said canoe on the air a few weeks
ago. Okay, yeah, I did say I was taking up canoeing. It was going to be my new hobby over summer. I feel like kayaking's more versatile.
Can I just ask what the difference is? I actually don't know before I pick the two apart.
I think a canoe, you sit it. I don't know what the
I'm picturing a canoe is like a leisurely stroll across the lake with your partner, whereas kayaking is like you're racing in the Olympics.
Yeah, and I feel like a canoe, I don't know.
And a gondola as well.
A gondola.
They're the ones that you have in Venice in Italy, isn't it? Italia.
Yeah. No, but I have been mentioning this for a while. I've been around to all the shops, had a look around, sussed out what kayak I want to buy. Bear in mind, I have no kayaking experience.
Well, please tell me you got a two-man, because if I can jump in the kayak, this would be great.
Not only did I get a one-man,
you're so selfish.
I also got an inflatable one that comes with a little pump that I can pump up in my car.
No, but that's stupid. Why would you get a one-person one? You can only go on the lake here in Shep or Lake Mawala, because if you go down the Goulburn River,
yeah.
Or even if you get a little lost on the Murray, right, and if you stray to the side, it'll pop.
No, it won't.
Of course it will. Have you seen how many trees and logs there are?
Well, if there's two people in it, it's going to pop even harder.
It doesn't matter. With one person, it'll pop regardless.
Also, I don't have any friends.
Exactly.
I don't have enough friends to come with me for a two-person canoe.
I would have come with you. I love kayaking. I've never done it before, but I love it. I would have done it. Where'd you get it from?
Groupon.
Oh, I was going to say, did you give someone a shout-out to get a free canoe or something?
No, I tried that on the radio. No one took the bait. I spent $100. That's all it was. Because I got my tax return yesterday, so I needed to treat myself.
If you're listening and want to give us a kayak, a two-person one, Ellie and I will go down the Goulburn River. That would be a great video. We'll start up.
Josiah, this is my thing. It's my special hobby that I'm taking up. It's a life-changing movement for me.
No.
I live on the Goulburn River. I've never set foot in it.
You know what? It'd be awesome if we started up north end of Shep and made our way together in a kayak all the way down to at least Arcadia.
No. Just let me have this. I'm going to take our little machine that makes us broadcast from anywhere. I'm going to take it on the river and take it with me down the river.
Well, you want to do the show from the kayak?
Yeah, you can stay here.
Well, while I'm in the studio,
yeah.
I do not approve of this message.
Come on. In the meantime, though, if anyone's got any tips about where I can take my kayak, when it should arrive in 10 business days, so I've got a couple of weeks to suss out my first route. But when I do, I'm going to be kayaking up a storm. If anyone wants to come kayaking with me as well.
Well, while you plan out your first route, the rest of us are going to sit back and laugh at you because the thought of you in the river by yourself in a kayak, I give you one go and you'll never do it again.
I will. I'm going to be at the, Tokyo 2020 Kayak Olympics. I'm coming for you.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Vincent van Gogh. It is going to be parading 10:45 Saturday morning at the Shep Show. We have had our times confirmed.
Well, there's no we. They say there's no iron team, but in this case there is, because yesterday, if you missed it, Ellie, well, she announced to me after announcing it to Benny the day before, Boss Benny, that she's not going to be there. She's choosing her boyfriend's 30th instead of a goat show.
Which is why I'm pulling extra weight now to really make sure that this is a special event for you and for Vincent.
You're a dog, mate.
So, you're
a goat.
Yesterday, we put the call out for costume suggestions because you get judged yourself, along with Vincent, on the way that you walk him and, you know, your general appearance. So we wanted to make sure that you were dressed as something great.
I have to really work on my walk, don't I, whether I do a strut.
Yep.
Or if I just keep it nice and cool, just, you know, take it easy. Or do I come in with a relaxed feel? There's a lot of pressure going on this.
There is a lot of pressure. Luckily, we're going out to Vicky's farm in Kumbuna today to see Vincent and practice walking with him / her and really get it together.
So some of the suggestions that we received, which makes sense, is saying I'd make a great shepherd. Mm-hmm. Obviously, with the long hair, the little beard, very Jesus-esque.
You do have a very Jesus-esque look.
We had Moses. We had an Albanian goat farmer. Mm-hmm. All makes sense. They're all great. I also wanted a suggestion. This is the one I want is a tuxedo. It looked brilliant next to a goat, classy. The judges would love me in a suit as well.
My mum messaged me yesterday and said she wanted you to go as the lonely goat herder up from The Sound of Music.
Oh, Raylene, thank you for your suggestion.
Yeah.
I'd be happy if I was that person, absolutely.
None of those options have come through, Josiah. I had a visitor to the station yesterday, Julie from The Shep Show, who's been a great help throughout this whole process.
Julie, behave yourself if you're listening.
She's done it all for us, Josiah. She's arranged your outfit and she's dropped it off and I've got it with me in my hot little hands right now.
Well, I know Julie and she's a lovely lady, so I know she wouldn't stitch me up. She would make me wear something classy because she wants me to look equally as cute as you would say next to Vinnie Van Gogh.
I'm going to give you the first item of clothing you're going to be wearing. Here you go. Just describe this to the people of the GV.
No chance I'm ever putting that on.
Hey, it's a lovely, if you're not in the studio right now, which let's face it, most of you are, it's a lovely pink satin hat.
What? Go, it's like a silk looking hat.
Take it. Yes,
looks
of course,
like you're looks like you're the nighty you wear to bed every night. I'm not wearing a pink silky satin hat.
Item number two, Josiah. Stop your complaining. You'll do what you're told. I've got here a lovely, what do you even call it? A cane. It's like a walking stick cane, but it's quite high up.
What, am I whipping the goat, am I?
No, you're just carrying it with you.
Ellie,
finally.
No way am I wearing that. There is no chance.
I've got your outfit, buddy. You are going to be dressed as Little Bo Peep.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep and doesn't know where to find.
She's lost her sheep, so she's found a goat. She's taken the goat to the Shep Show. And she's going to be parading her around. Josiah, this dress that I'm holding in my hands right now is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, for Little Bo Peep, not for Josiah.
You are Little Bo Peep. Embrace your character. On. Do you want to win this thing or not?
Yeah, but you've already told me I have to have a goatee for the show, growing a goat for the goatee, or goatee for the goat. I'm doing that. I can't have a goatee and be in this Little Bo Peep costume. I'll look like a serial predator.
Josiah, Little Bo Peep had a lovely goatee if you've read the fable closely enough. I think you're going to look really dashing in it. Goblin Valley, there's going to be a video of me presenting this beautiful costume to Josiah up on our Facebook page a little bit later on today. You can see him live as he parades around in his dress with Vincent Van Gogh, the goat, on Saturday morning.
I don't understand how this this goat thing's gone from like a brilliant high to an all-time low. It started off so well. We went and met Vinny. He was cute. We got selfies.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, in 2 days, you've dropped the bomb. You're not going to be there. Now you're making me go as Little Bo Peep. I don't want to give in because of the sake of Vinny, but I'm very close to.
Hey, do it for Vinny, buddy. Do it for Vinny. We're all in this together, except me because I won't be here.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Ellie, your worst nightmare came true yesterday afternoon. Where were you at 3:30 p.m.?
Having a nap.
Well, I guarantee when you woke up from your nap, if you saw this news, you would have cried yourself.
Yeah.
Back to sleep. A truck on the mid-north coast of New South Wales has rolled over and shut one lane on the M1, which means there was only one lane open.
Oh, no. Is everyone all right?
Everyone's okay.
Good.
There was a bit of traffic, which is annoying.
Yeah.
The truck, though, was full of Victoria Bitter.
Stop it.
Yeah.
VBs?
Hundreds of cases of VBs gone.
What happened to... They didn't spill everywhere?
Everywhere. And this was a cargo shipment of the greatest gift to the Australian mouth, the VB.
Oh.
Gone, Ellie. How does that make you feel? How does it make your mouth feel? How does it make your tummy feel?
Well, I'm in the middle of an alcohol-free week at the moment.
Made it harder, doesn't it?
So it makes it very hard to know that not only am I not enjoying the ice cold taste of a frothy, but neither is anyone who those VBs were headed towards.
It's a proper big semi-trailer. Every single filled. When you see the footage, it's unbelievable. We'll upload it to the HitGV Instagram account in a minute.
Mm.
But only three or four cases out of hundreds survived. The rest all over the freeway.
Oh.
People were seen driving past crying. It was unbelievable. A lot of the tourists that drove past, they were just on holidays. They had no idea what was going on. But all the Aussies that went past were full of tears.
It's on. We should probably have like a national day of mourning to mourn the loss of these beers. Well, if I'd driven past, I'd be straight out of the car, tongue on the ground.
Yeah, I know. Licking the pavement.
Straw. Yeah. I mean, if it was a cat, if it was a truck full of pure blondes, then I'd be really mad because that's my fave. Okay, so I'm okay with the fact that it wasn't. But
as
still.
an Aussie, a VB is the worst possible thing to fall off your car or your truck.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16, I do want to talk about other things that have fallen off your car. Maybe you're a truckie listening and it's fallen off your truck. I famously left my phone on top of the roof. I know many people do that.
Yeah.
Drive off and go, where's my phone again? You hear this at the back of your car. You're like, please don't tell me that's what I think it is. And you go back, it's cracked to bits.
No, never fun. How about our friend from work who... He tried to tie a fridge to the back of a ute and then it didn't tie it properly.
Oh,
and it
that's
fell
right.
off somewhere on the way to New Mirka.
That was around here, wasn't it? A whole fridge. And it fell off the back.
Yeah.
And that luckily there was no one behind.
Oh, so dangerous if it...
That would have killed someone if it went through the car.
I know.
Hey, maybe next time you tie a fridge to your car, maybe just check that it's on properly.
Yeah, just head to Bunnings, grab a couple extra cable ties. You know, it doesn't take much.
Goulburn Valley. What has fallen off your car? Was it a case of VBs? Was it a fridge? Was it your phone? 13, 12, 16, want to talk about this morning. I was just thinking, ahead of the Shep show this weekend, we're going to have to put Vincent van Gogh in our car to take it to the show. Let's just remember not to leave it on the roof.
Yeah.
Imagine a goat falling off your roof. That wouldn't be good, would it?
It wouldn't be good at all. I was just remembering, I fell out of a car once.
How?
I was like going to get in and my dad was driving and he didn't realise that I wasn't in properly and he went to go. And so I had one leg in and one leg out and I'm just...
Were you a baby at the time? Or was it like
I was like 13, 14.
That explains a lot. Is that how you got the gravel on your chin?
No, that was from falling off a scooter in Greece, but thank you for asking. 13, 12, 16, we want to know what fell out of your car or fell off your car. Give us a call if you've got a story. Let's go to Anna from Echuca. Anna, what fell off yours?
Fun. It was my iPad.
Ooh, all right. Are we talking a screen crack or did it survive?
I don't even know where it is.
How far did you get before you realised or did you hear the bang?
All the way to work.
Mm.
I didn't hear the bang. I remember putting it on my car so that I could put my coffee in the car and then I got to work and it was like, the iPad's not here. I drove back the whole, like, retraced my steps, but it wasn't there.
Do you reckon someone found it and nicked it?
Well, the Find My iPhone didn't even work.
That is the worst. Well, we had an Instagram message last week, HitGV, if you want to get involved, from Benny, our listener, who did something similar with his, remember it was with his phone and his keys. He tracked them down by doing Find My iPhone after it fell off the roof of his car. And then when the wallet was stolen but the phone was there, he got a call from the police saying, we've got your wallet. They'd taken his cash, but everything else was left there. Thank goodness for that.
Are you just trying to rub it into Anna because she didn't find hers?
Pretty much.
You should hook up with Benny, Anna. Oh, poor thing.
At least.
Yeah, exactly. Was it insured?
So that's
all right. Well, happy ending then. Thanks for your call this morning.
Oh, thank you. Cheers.
Hey, you know what I reckon the police should do? They should start a law where it's illegal to put anything on the roof of your car if it's not tied down.
Oh, hang on. So then not only do you get karma for losing something and your iPhone smashed, but you also get a fine on top of that?
No, it will stop you from resting your phone on the top of your car when you're going to get in it.
Yeah, but no one does it intentionally. We forget it. That's why we do it.
Yeah, but that's just why, like, it's like the floor is lava. The roof of your car is lava. Don't put anything on there.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. Even if there's a fine involved, when I hop into my car and have two bags full of groceries and I've got a coffee, I'm still going to put my coffee on the roof and then hop in.
No, put them up. Maybe we should make an invention like a trolley like hairdressers have, you know, with all their hairdressing implements on it. Like
great
that.
Idea.
Just carry that around with you. Rest all your stuff on that.
Or when you open your car door to put everything in, a little coffee like holder just swings out on the outside.
Yes!
You place it in that, put your stuff in your car, and when you shut the door, the coffee cup comes in it with you.
You and I are inventors.
We are on.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, The Block, it's back again on TV tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9. It's been a cracking, emotional season, and the host joins us right now, Scotty Cam. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. We can't get enough of The Block, except on Sunday night, unfortunately. It wasn't on. The NRL Grand Final was on. Did you sit down with a beer and watch the footy as well, mate?
Well, the Mighty Roosters are my team, and they've been my team since the day I was born because my family's involved, so it was a cracking night.
Scotty Cam, get off the phone, mate.
Yeah,
I'm a Raiders fan.
Yeah, this is where it gets awkward, Scotty. Josiah had to take Monday off work because he was too devastated about the Raiders' loss.
Well, it was a great game. I went to the Jack Gibson Medal last night at the Roosters club, and we had a terrific night, but... enough about the Chookies and their fantastic win.
Good idea, Scott. Good idea.
I agree. He's been banging on about the rugby all week. I'm just like, can we move on to more important stuff? Like The Block. Now, this week's studio week, got to say, our radio studio right that we're in right now could use a bit of work. Can you send your blockheads our way, please, Scotty?
Yeah, sure. Any time. They're at my disposal.
Yes.
I can just send them down there. No worries.
Do you feel a little bit like their dad, you know, like you're nurturing them but also you're disciplining them?
I think my role is to, you know, pat them on the back when they're down and give them a hug and then poke them in the ribs when they're going too good. So, you know, I've got to nurture them, get them through, get them across the line and that's what I want to see happen, you know. We want them all to make a quid at the end of the day and I've just got to talk them in off the ledge and keep them moving and get them going. And that's why I'm always going on about their budget, because I don't want them not to finish.
Well, Mitch and Mark, there, even last night's episode and across the series, are you feeling like a bit of a dad to those boys? Because they love ruffling a few feathers, Scotty.
Yeah, they do. And look, they know what they're doing, the boys, and they're in line, and they want to put this pool on the roof. And you know, the mob have said no, and they're upset about that now. So they're very upset about that.
So not only are you nurturing and disciplining, but you're also a bit of a mediator between the teams as well.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the name of the game. We've been doing it for a long time, and we know that they're tired and they're working hard and they're really, you know, it's a really tough block this year, and they're doing it tough. So we've got to sort of keep them all happy. We do let it play out organically. We don't, you know, we leave them to their own devices, really, and let them argue it out and then bring them back together again for a drink or a meal or something like that and try and get them back on track. But sometimes those bridges can never be built again. Sometimes that happens. It has happened in the past. But we'll see what plays out after what happened last night with Mitch and Mark and Tess and Luke. It was pretty harsh words from the boys to them. You know, saying that they're not even going to be at the auction. That's pretty harsh to say that to someone. In fact, that'd fire me up.
Yeah.
It'd push me to the line, someone saying that.
Yeah, for sure. And I suppose you throw in the fact that they are so sleep deprived and they've been working so hard. I suppose emotions are really heightened in there, are they?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, once it's all done and dusted, they tend to get back together again and be friends again because they understand that it's an emotional time and that they haven't slept for a couple of days and they're exhausted and it's 14 weeks of really hard work and I take my hat off to them, you know, so that's always in the back of my mind. I know that they're working hard and they're trying hard and what's said on the day may not be what's real life.
How much of the day are you around for? Because they're up at, you know, the crack of dawn and they're staying there till late at night. Do you hang around with them for most of it, or do you get to go and have naps when you want to?
Oh, I go home all the time.
Living the dream.
Don't be silly. I'm in bed tucked away beautifully. I go home for a hot shower and go to the pub and have a beer. But I'm there most days.
Step in and
stoke
the fire.
7 days a week for all of us, for the crew, 7 days a week. And I'm not there all day by any means. Sometimes I am. And it just depends on what's happening. I come and go.
It's honestly, the block kind of sounds like our radio show, doesn't it, Ellie? Like sleep deprived, grumpy, fighting, getting back together.
Yeah, you just come in for like a bit and then you leave and I do the work.
Me going for beers and naps, yeah. And Ellie does everything else.
All right, Scotty. Well, we're looking forward to seeing what the rest of the block has in store for us. It is back on TV tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, good on you guys. Thank you.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Right now. It's nearly Melbourne Cup time.
Oh, I love hearing those trumpets. It fires you up. We heard them at the Benalla Gold Cup. And you just know that spring racing's here. And it's one of the best times of the calendar, isn't it?
It sure is. And tomorrow in Euroa, the Melbourne Cup itself is going to be visiting, which is huge.
Which is exciting as well, because the Melbourne Cup is just over a month away. Less than a month. It's the 5th of November, guys.
Yeah. Oh my God, I've got to get my fuss on it already.
I'm just ready for the day off, to be honest.
Yeah, you and me both are sleeping. I'm literally hanging out for it.
So we don't know where we can see it. So it's in Euroa if we want to go visit. This is the real Melbourne Cup, right?
Yeah, yeah, the like trophy itself. It's going to be at Lindsay Park Stables tomorrow. There's going to be school kids and locals gathering for morning tea and being treated to a Q&A session with Melbourne Cup winning trainer David Hayes.
I've seen the Melbourne Cup before. It's actually quite small.
Yeah, you have to wear gloves if you're going to handle it.
Yes, that's what you do with real gold, guys.
Yeah. Hot tip, though. If you are going to go to Euroa tomorrow and witness the Melbourne Cup trophy, maybe don't steal it.
Well, did you see the fake Melbourne Cup got stolen? Is that why you were referring to that? Yeah, in Melbourne yesterday at Houdini's Cafe. That was in the northwest. I was watching the project. It was all over the news as well. They stole the fake Melbourne Cup.
I don't think it's – no, I think it's the real Melbourne Cup.
The one at Houdini's?
Yeah, it was just the Melbourne Cup from 2017. Because I think I thought this as well. I read this article and I was like, oh, the Melbourne Cup's the same trophy every year. But no, it's the real one from 2000. It's a different trophy each year.
Sorry, I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought it was the same one, kind of like the NRL or AFL Grand Final trophies. It just gets passed year to year. Oh, so they have a new trophy every year.
Yes.
Gotcha. It got stolen, the 2017 Melbourne Cup.
Yeah.
From Houdini's Cafe. I watched this story yesterday, right? Mm. And I thought, that's terrible. Why would anyone take it? But then I thought to myself, I'm calling a bit of BS on this story because I reckon this is a publicity stunt from the cafe themselves. And I'll tell you why.
Mm.
It just happens to disappear from a cafe called Houdini's.
Yeah, what's your point?
Well, Houdini's the greatest disappearing act of all time. Yeah. That's the guy himself. They name them their own cafe after this guy, and then the Melbourne Cup goes disappearing from that exact cafe.
Yeah, but they're not like trying to claim that it's just disappeared. They've come out and said it's been stolen.
They've done a Facebook update. I've gone on their Facebook page to see, and they've said that, guys, we don't know where it is. Can anyone find it for us? That's a publicity stunt. It's not stolen, guys. Sue me if I'm wrong.
It's a pure coincidence.
You reckon?
Yes, of course.
You're so naive. I love
it. It's like you don't go to Hungry Jack's and look around for someone who's hungry whose name is Jack.
Yeah, but you do go to Hungry Jack's to order a Whopper, and that's exactly what they do in the ads as well. You know what I'm saying? Houdini, the trophy, they've hidden it. And I watch this space. Within the next week, or by the time Melbourne Cup rolls around, the Melbourne Cup from 2017, which I thought was the fake one, is all of a sudden going to mysteriously appear on their front doorstep or something like that, just like Houdini would have wanted it.
You should really never study law, hey?
I don't want to.
Because that's the thinnest argument. Yeah, they've got Whoppers, though. Yeah, so it makes sense that they'd be still. What do you mean? That makes no sense. Anyway, if you are in Euroa tomorrow, make sure you get down to see that Melbourne Cup. It's also going to be in Cobram on October the 26th as well, so you can see it there too. Yeah, don't steal it though, guys.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, Josiah, you know how I suck at life?
You're not great.
Well, you suck at it too.
Oh, I'm a bit better, but not great as well, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, I've recently discovered something called life management companies, which basically manage your life for you. And a study's been revealed saying that people would rather exercise, scroll through social media, work overtime, have dinner with the in-laws, or sit through a movie they don't like They'd rather do all those things than life admin.
Can't relate big time.
Oh, I know, right? So I've tracked down someone who's a life admin person themselves. They're the founder of Organize Curate Design. Her name is Caroline Gilmer-Bruni, and she joins us now. Morning, Caroline.
Good morning, guys. How are we today?
Good. I need you in my life right now.
Where have you been all our lives?
That's what everyone says when they meet me.
So you guys call yourself life assistants, effectively. What do you do for people?
So we are the admin and logistics of your life. So think of everything that's currently on your to-do list, either written down on a post-it note, on a napkin, in your head, in your iPhone, wherever it is. Essentially what we do is we take that list and we take that burden and that mental load and we action those things for you. So
it
can be
good.
Anything like planning your meals and ordering your groceries, to helping you gather all the paperwork to do your superannuation or consolidate your superannuation, to booking a holiday, to researching a new fridge and finding one that's going to fit your requirements. It really doesn't matter what it is. Admin and logistics is kind of right across all areas of our life.
Why do you think it is that we're all putting off stuff that's quite easy to do, really, if you just make the time for it, but none of us can be bothered doing that?
Well, as I said, I think admin is just one of those things that it's a bit of a burden. In most cases, I would much rather be at the beach and be doing my laundry.
Yeah.
It's all stuff that we've got to do, but it's super boring.
Yeah, of course. What's the most ridiculous request someone's asked of you?
We've had someone jokingly ask if we could scan or help them find a date and then dump people for them. That was like, we haven't quite gotten there. It was said in jest. I think there may have been a bit of truth to it, but as life admin, that would be my ultimate. That would be kind of fun to be able to take that, like, that admin, I guess not really admin, but take that burden off someone. And because it's also yet another thing that people don't want to do.
You kind of like Will Smith in Switch. Was it Switch, the movie?
That would be the best.
Hitch? What's the movie called?
Hitch, I think.
I can hold a conversation. I don't know if I'm quite as charming as he was in the movie, where I can turn like the geeky guy into the suave guy, but I can give it a crack.
I figured out your business. This is what you are, right? You're a cross between Will Smith in Hitch and the little paperclip on Microsoft Office.
Yes.
You know that little thing?
Clippy.
You're Clippy. Yeah. You're a combination of the two.
Let's go more Hitch, like a bit more stylish than Clippy. Clippy is pretty cool, though.
I'd rather be Hitch than Clippy, to be honest. Oh, next, people would be giving you their Tinder and asking you to swipe right for them.
To be honest, like, I'm married with kids. Well, I wasn't even on dating apps and stuff. Like, they've all come out since I've been married. So the thought of having to do that for someone else was actually really fun. It was interesting, though, as I was talking to this particular person, I was like, maybe that's not the most ethical way of managing this situation. But I did say, I'm like, when you do find someone you do want to go on a date with, then how about you come to us and we will plan the ultimate date for you, and we'll research stuff and we'll get you restaurants and we'll book you in. And then how impressive would that be if you could rock up to a date and all of the details were done and you just looked like you had it together?
Oh, that would be amazing. You're setting the standard high. Well, if your life needs sorting, then make sure you get in touch with Caroline at Organize Curate Design. Thanks so much for coming on the show this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Only 3 days, Josiah, until the big Shepherd and Show goat show.
Yeah, so if you're just catching up, we've adopted our very own goat, which you guys named Vincent Van Goat. And now you decided yesterday to tell me that you're not going to be there. And then you also decided to tell me that I have to dress up on the day because I get critiqued as much as the goat does.
Yeah. What's your point?
It's a lot of work for one person to do that doesn't do much work.
Hey, you said you were passionate about this goat, so I'm letting you do your thing, okay?
Well, when are you going to reveal to me my goat costume?
After 8 o'clock, I have been provided with a costume for you to wear on the day, and it is perfect. I could not ask for anything better. So that's what we're going to go with, and I'll reveal it after.
I'm hoping it's a tux. That's all I'm saying.
It's not a tux, I can confirm. In the meantime, though, Josiah, I just wanted to get you like in the mood a little bit, in the spirit of things, because we're going out to see the goat today, and Vincent's going to need a bit of help along the way, a bit of inspiration, because I don't think Vincent's ever competed at a goat show before.
No, but he's not the only one that needs inspiration. I do as well.
Yeah.
Shouldn't the inspiration be training and doing that sort of stuff?
Yes, we'll be doing that too. But so, while we're training, I've taken the liberty of putting together some goat quotes for you.
Oh, you're so generous. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And what's this going to do? Is this what I have to remember as I walk Vincent round? Or?
Yeah, no, I think it's more of a pre-game type thing.
Right.
So, you know, like in your huddle before the big event, you can say these to him.
Oh, I thought you meant pre-game as in having a beer.
Oh, no, no, no. You're not allowed to do that.
That'd be pretty funny, though. Vinny and I just walking around half off chops. Like, ooh.
I think Peter will be not happy about that. All right. Are you ready for some goat quotes to just really fire Vincent van Gogh up?
Hit me.
Okay. Firstly.
Gandhi over here.
Told you. I'm Nelson Mandela. Thank you very much.
You look more like Mother Teresa.
Or in this case, I'm Muhammad Ali.
No.
Goat like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
That's terrible. You've just used the word goat. That's it. Yeah. How's that inspiration? I thought you'd written something for me.
No, I've taken from some of the biggest, most inspirational people of all time.
Oh, and just throwing the word goat
in? Yes.
I'm feeling so inspired to win now.
Okay, before Vincent goes to parade around the goat show, just tell him, you've goat this.
See, that's better. That's much better. I'll take that one. It's a play on words. You haven't just replaced a word with goat. You goat this, Vinny.
What about this one? To bar or not to bar, that is the question. No?
I'm just...
Well, you know, that's general. That is the question. Do you tell Vincent to bar or not?
Well, the other thing is Vincent can't speak English at the moment, so we haven't trained...
Oh, you don't know that.
Well, we haven't trained him to do that.
What about if Vincent gets there on the day and there's heaps of other big goats around, you can say, from the movie Jaws, we're going to need a bigger goat. Oh, you don't know Jaws.
I've seen Jaws. I don't know how that's going to help Vinny. That's kind of insulting.
Okay, well, that's just drawing some from some pop culture.
Yeah, we're going to need a bigger goat.
Bigger goat.
You're too small, Vinny. Next, into the goat curry you go.
All right, are you ready for this final one's more of a psych out. You can tell Vinny to tell the other goats this when he's, you know, preparing for competition, preparing for battle. He just says to them, goat milk.
Oh.
Kid breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Rap breakdown.
It's Ellie's country rap remakes.
Yeah, I reckon I'm going to give country rap remakes a rest after today because I think that we've done it. We've done it every week for the last 6 weeks or so, and people are getting sick of it. They don't care that country rap is the 2019 way of music. Lil Nas kicked it off. Marshmallow Kane Brown came back with a banger. I've been wrong about a million times, but I thought, what other songs can we remake in country style?
Can I just argue that if you say everyone wants it gone and this is the last ever week, if people want it gone, why don't we just not do it this week?
Yeah, good point. Good point. I'd be happy to do that because I'm not confident about today's.
No, I went to the mechanic last week and they loved your Shaggy version.
Did they?
Yeah, and they especially loved my Wither Me.
Of course they did. All right, well, today Studs143 has requested that I do Lupe Fiasco's Show Goes On, which is one of my favourite songs.
It's a fast song. He raps very quickly in it.
It is. All right, let's get into it. Whoa, a bit loud. Here we go. Country rap, Show Goes On. One in the air for the people who ain't here. Two in the air for the fathers that there. Three in the air for the kids in the ghetto. Four for the kids that don't want to be there. None for the people trying to hold them back. Five in the air for the teachers not scared to tell those kids that's living in the ghetto that the people holding back, that the world is theirs. Yeah, yeah, the world is yours. I was once a little boy, terrified of the world. Now I'm on a world tour. I will give up everything, even start a world war. For those ghetto girls and boys, I'm rapping around the world. All right. Already the show goes on all night till the morning. We dream so long. Everybody ever wanna when they see the sun up. Remember when you come up, the show goes on.
Woo! I don't know if I'm clapping because that was incredible. If I'm clapping because the last time we ever do that segment, I think a bit of both.
It's over, guys.
This is
Are We Ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.